So before we break for lunch and get some nutrition in us, we have our keynote speaker, Mr. Ryan Jansen. He's the co-founder and CTO of Transpod. And if you're in Alberta, you've probably heard a lot about Transpod lately and their announcements here in Alberta. Ryan, he's unable to join us here in person, but he's bringing us the latest news from Transpod, the Hyperloop that will transport you from Edmonton to Red Deer and Calgary in minutes. Rather than making that 2.5-3 hour drive with a flight, he's going to bring us a presentation for the Edmonton metropolitan region and area. He's featured on the Discovery Channel, Wired Magazine, and through the Wormhole. Ryan Jansen's innovations have been featured in 110 plus scientific publications, international lectures, and media interviews. Ryan Jansen is an entrepreneur, a scientist, a global innovator. As co-founder and CTO of Transpod, he leads the international project designing the 1,000 kilometer per hour Transpod vehicle, which is now being supported by the government of Alberta. Jansen's experience in global research and development and in Silicon Valley has led to his advances in avionics, optics, mathematics, vehicle propulsion, and physics. Now, at Transpod, he directs research and international industrial programs across Canada, France, Italy, Switzerland, and the USA at company divisions, universities, and industries, and works to create the future of transportation and technology. We're going to play a video that Ryan has developed and shared with us. Jeff, I'll hand it off to you.
Hello, thank you for the invitation to speak and for the kind introduction. I think imagining the future is very important for all of us. For me, I see my own mission is to look 50 years into the future as an inventor and entrepreneur and invent and see where technology can take us. And that leads to a message for all of us today. As you each invent your own future, it will become less about where you are and more about the what and how. So your expertise and how you can make the most difference. And that was a journey for me. So my background is in innovation, startups, and the research world. And so some of the startups in Canada, in Silicon Valley, new fields of research. And then I'm going to share with you a very new project with a very global reach that will really have an impact on transportation, both in Canada and worldwide. And so this is a Made in Canada invention and technology. And really, part of the interesting part is really how it will move us individually and as a society. And that is Transpod. So Transpod is a new transportation system where we are designing vehicles to carry passengers between cities at over 1,000 kilometers per hour. And so this is an ultra high speed ground transportation system. A bit of a mix between a train and a jet, where we're using aerospace engineering to do this design, carry passengers between cities, also designed for cargo. And so this is a very interesting new transportation system with far-reaching effects on the way we integrate infrastructure with cities and connecting between cities. And you may have heard on the news that the Transpod line has achieved kind of a next step, not only in Europe where we're working, as well as other parts of Canada, but especially in Alberta right now, where we are really launching a new feasibility study for a Transpod line between Calgary and Edmonton, and that's in collaboration with the government of Alberta. And so how does this fit in historically? Well, there's tube transportation. So this was a concept that was introduced about 100 years ago, and there have been different forms of that with low-pressure, high-speed vehicles. So Swiss Metro, there are other ones here that are not shown. It's Hyperloop, Hypertube. And now the latest version and the latest new innovation is TransPod. So this is the next generation of tube transportation. So what you've heard about in the news in Alberta is actually it's beyond Hyperloop. It's a next generation. So basically Alberta is really part of the very next step and the latest new technology, this TransPod line. And so this is a bit of what it looks like, and we actually have an underground design as well. Because it's a very multi-level system that is integrated into the landscape in different forms. And by the way, when you see the infrastructure here, it's not clear, this guideway, it's actually spiral welded steel. This just helps you see the vehicle inside in this picture. And so it's very much like an aircraft seating system, but the key is in the technology of how it works, and it's a fully electrically powered system. It's like an aircraft without wings, and it operates more like a train, so loading passengers between cities. So we have some advanced new technology that's made in Canada and only in a TransPod line, and that is what we're especially studying for Alberta. And so on the outside, you have two of these guideway tubes for this TransPod line, and the vehicle is going to go in both directions. And the vehicle you see here, it's a bit bigger than it might appear in the picture, but it's large enough for a large airliner rows of seating, where this version has 27 passenger seating, and it's electrically powered engines that are an advanced version of what you would sometimes see on train infrastructure, but it's an advanced new version to reach these extremely high speeds. So much faster than a high-speed train, about three times as fast, actually, and faster than an airliner. And so the important parts of this really right now are in all engineering design, which is a multi-year process. It's not going to be finished tomorrow or next year. It's like an aircraft development program where it's a major global multi-year project using collaborations with many industrial partners that we have in Canada, Europe, US, and other countries overseas. And so there are many aspects, including safety, regulation, the core infrastructure design, civil engineering, structural engineering, and all of the core physics of it, and also really the human elements. So how does it affect passengers? How does it integrate well with stations and so on? And so really the performance of the system is very key, but also the environmental benefits. And decrease of accidents on highways. So it's a fully automated system. It's actually far too fast for any human driver to control, so it's completely controlled by a computer. And that is exactly what we're designing in Canada with our international partners, this TransPod line. And so it's very important to have it integrated into the landscape. And that's part of what we're kind of customizing for Alberta, among other countries that we're working on future projects for. And right now the critical stage is the core design and development of the system, and really working with governments and regulators to lay the groundwork. And so not only the inner city connections are very important, but also you see here the out in the countryside, making it well integrated into the landscape so it doesn't interrupt farmland. As you would sometimes see with high-speed rail. So this is elevated, and we also can allow it to go underground. Really working with it's kind of community engagement is very important too, just to customize this line as seamlessly into the landscape as possible, and also giving passengers a very interesting benefit when they can board the line very seamlessly. And so this is a multilateral collaboration with even more countries than you see here, and more areas of in Canada now that we've added many university partners and industrial partners. We're also working on test track designs to do the final testing that will be in the coming years, and so that's going to be very good part of the process. And after the final regulation, then we have a timeline and a track record of how we will do the construction with financial institutions and government partners. And so this is a major multilateral project. And how does it affect you in the future? I think this is a good example of not only how it affects, how a transportation system like this can affect us, but also really the development process and how the human aspect of how we can invent such a system. And that's really the the future for all of you, is not only taking a vehicle like this in the future, but how can you contribute? And that for me has been really the core aspect of really having a vision for how we design this for as effectively as possible, but also engaging with as strong a workforce and as diverse a workforce as possible, with many different fields of expertise. And so the design of these stations is very unique, because it's a bit of a mix between an airline boarding experience, so at an airport, but also a train station experience. And so there are separate platforms where the vehicles do a docking procedure, and then you wait on your platform after buying your ticket, and you board the vehicle. So it's much different from an airline flight experience, where you buy your ticket long in advance, and you have to show up on that exact day, and you can't easily change it. This is a much more serendipitous experience. So living in one city, such as Edmonton, in the morning or in the afternoon, deciding you want to go to Calgary for a few hours, maybe for dinner, and then coming back in time for going to bed. Or even living in one city and working in another city, and easily being able to commute back and forth. And so that human element in the passenger experience is very important here in this design, really seeing future trends. And not only passengers, but also cargo applications. So there's a lot of the just-in-time delivery trends with Amazon, FedEx, and DHL deliveries that are increasingly an important part of our e-commerce kind of society requirements. And so cargo is another type of vehicle that we are designing. And so really addressing a lot of these current issues with traffic congestion, and also pollution and greenhouse gas emissions, where this is a fully electrically powered system. And so it's this transpod line. And so it really can function as a hub-to-hub connection, where then you can branch out with many of these other new technologies and existing vehicles, local public transportation, really trying to make connections easy for people and practical. So driving to the station, taking a local bus or LRT to the station, that's transport station, and then going to the other city. So really the idea of shrinking the distance, in a sense, between cities. So effectively it feels like you're part of the same city. And the dream is then making those cities really an integrated economic zone. So Calgary and Edmonton really start to become one when we allow people to commute so easily. And so these future transportation trends like this, I think it's important to really think about the core solutions and many of the other proposals that are to do with automated vehicles, driverless cars, AI-based systems. Really those I would call software solutions. So they're taking existing cars or other vehicles and controlling them better. But our roads have fundamental limitations, and there's certain parts that we can only accomplish with new innovation in vehicles themselves. And so that's the hardware solution. And so down at the bottom here, you see tube transportation. So the latest version of that and the with this new technology is a transpod line. And so that's what we really have as a kind of a large leap forward. So there are always small incremental improvements in transportation or any kind of project that you might want to do, and then there are fundamental leaps forward. And that's what I try to focus on, of how can we radically improve the human condition and improve inventions of other systems or transportation. And I think this is very important to really look at how this, first of all, affects world travel. And I think in the theme of this, of today, where we talk about where we live and where we learn, I really think it will start to become more about what we learn and what we can do. And that's really important as we, as each person, as we all think about how we can contribute in the most compelling way in whatever we do, however we work, and setting our future careers. So Transpod, as we do this project, is a multi-year project with very specialized people from around the world. So we're really choosing the best of the best. So from the aerospace engineering, people with very specialized physics and economics, transportation planning backgrounds. And it's really, right now is the core time where it's innovating as much as possible, and then we set the future design of this transpod line in stone as we transition to starting to building the full lines. So I think finding areas where all of us can specialize in the most effective way for many of these different careers is very important. And I think with the Transpod project, it's not only a very global search, it's a global search for the key talent around the world, but it's also very local. And that's where all of us will have a local impact, even as Transpod does more work in Alberta. So as we transition to having more of the local workforce, first of all, doing the study, but then also for construction of our future test track, it's going to be very important. And so we're actually working with local agencies and trades and research partners to get that started. Right now, the most specialized and really amazing work, though, is very global. So finding the best of the best people. And I think that's, for all of us, it's an important message about, you know, as we see where our abilities can be applied the most effectively, it's really about choosing something where each of us, where we have a unique ability, something very unique and specialized. And really, you know, even, let's say myself, I'm not good at everything, but some things I'm very good at. And so it's really about focusing on those areas where we can have the most impact. And that's the same kind of spirit I'd like to encourage all of us in the skills and trades and expertise that we develop, whether it's either traditional, which is very important, or whether we find a radically new area where we can contribute and have expertise. Either way, it's about finding some area where we are indispensable and where you can really make a solid contribution. And so, as we see here, this picture right here is really the air traffic before COVID, of course. And of course, that'll gradually resume. And I think it's important to really look for transportation planning at how people move. A transpod line is not going to connect between continents across the oceans, but it's really the key benefit in those distances between cities within a country or within a province where there's a very big demand. And so displacing and making more efficient some of these short-haul flights now we can provide an alternative that is more convenient for passengers. And so that's really the core design for Transpod. I think it's a very interesting project, very long-term and very big project with many experts from around the world. And I think perhaps some or many of you might be involved with this project in the coming years. So it's very exciting, and I'm sure you'll hear more about the Transpod line and its impact in Alberta and with some of our projects overseas with in Europe, Middle East, and Asia, and throughout North America. So very exciting, and perhaps we'll have an opportunity to have more questions. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for that, Ryan. Now, Ryan, I believe we have you on the phone. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Happy Saturday to you.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you guys. Should we have time for questions?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a few rolling in. The first one is two questions, actually. Have you already started to think how a technology like this might work in places like Alberta that has large swings in temperature, climate, and how might this impact overall design of that structure?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a good question. Yeah, so it's really a design that has to be suited well, not only to Alberta, but also, you know, look at applications in the Middle East and in desert climates where it's very hot or where there are large temperature swings. And definitely Alberta has its temperature swings, so that's good. And yeah, definitely all of the infrastructure, definitely all the seismic protection we have to add for certain areas, the thermal protection. In some ways, it's actually a little bit easier when you think of airline travel. You know, when you go on a jet and you have to deal with delays due to turbulence or the flight might be canceled, you have to deal with different kinds of storms, and even when you land, your luggage might be diverted to a different airport and so on. So this is quite a bit different, partly in this serendipitous sense that I said before about you can just show up at the station, pay for your ticket and board whenever, but also in the sense that it's protected from the weather conditions inside that protected tube environment. So the vehicles, multiple vehicles run along the same tubes between the cities through the day. And so that makes it a little bit easier, but then definitely, yeah, the design has to be really designed and for the different environments. And I would really say that it's a good mix of really the physics and also the human elements. Like, from my point of view, it's a really holistic design. It has to be holistically thought out instead of one and the other. The physics and the economics and the human factors really have to come together, and that's really been part of the core design of this Transpod line right from the beginning. Getting the physics right, the safety analysis and the government approvals, and also really designing something that works for people too. So works for the way people want to travel, paying for your tickets and comfort as well.
Yeah. Okay, there's a lot of questions rolling in here. I'm gonna shift to someone else, Mr. James Cunningham. Welcome, James, to the room. I saw you in there. His question is, what is the attraction to build a test facility in Europe rather than here in Canada?
Well, actually, it's both. So, and it really comes from government support and government interaction and the private sector too. The interesting thing on in Alberta is it's really the regulatory support, but really we're trying to bring in as much funding as possible. Well, right now, all the funding from the private sector in Alberta. But at the same time, in Europe, before Alberta, we had some really good collaborations with the French national government and a local jurisdiction, where it really made sense to align the research work that we were doing there with some testing facilities. And so that's a scaled down testing facility, and The exciting thing in Alberta is that the full size, the full diameter test track, and the full as we go forward with this feasibility study for the full line, as long as we will get approval from private sector partners that we're working with for the preparing for the next steps for the full line, then the idea is that part of that line we were actually selecting to be built first for the test track, the test facility. And that's going to be really important and really helpful when we start. I mean, it really kind of makes sense because it's a Made in Canada technology, the exact things that go into a transpod line. And so it really makes sense to do the final tests in Canada, which is perfect. And that'll be amazing when we start bringing in the regulators that we're already working with in Europe, actually flying them into Canada to inspect this thing and really learn from it. And as we do all the final tests in Alberta. Okay.
Now, many of the questions that are popping up are in conjunction with some of your competition around what makes TransPod out amongst competition. How does this compare? You know, how does your product compare with Tesla, SpaceX, proposed Hyperloops? Are you competing on PaaS, and do you have open source development? Would you be able to add some narrative around those questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to see. I think, and we have good dialogue with the companies in the U.S. too. So that's great. It's really been over the years. So you've seen even before. I tend to call the general field tube transportation, just because Hyperloop is just one company's trademark thing. But it's kind of even from the 1990s, there were a couple of projects that were tube transportation. Then there was Hyperloop in the U.S. and something else in Switzerland. And now it's kind of an interesting ecosystem. And so the really special part about a transpod line is that we've really tried to dig down to the core fundamentals, reinvent the system from the ground up, and identify mistakes that were made before, and come up with a new system that really fills in and overcomes those previous mistakes. And so that really is partly the core design, the physics of how the vehicle works, vastly saving on the infrastructure cost. So much more advanced vehicle that actually reduces the cost of the overall infrastructure. So it's definitely a game changer on the financial side. And that comes from really the physics of how the vehicle works and the core focus on safety as a core part of the design work from the beginning. So there's a lot of different things that are packed into that, but that's the basic summary. And we're actually going to be unveiling some of the key innovations, kind of the secret sauce that's behind the transpod line, where the real magic happens and where the real innovations have been. That's going to be unveiled actually in the coming months. We'll be really presenting and unveiling with this kind of big presentation demonstration. So stay tuned.
Okay. I think we have time for one more question. We're running a little behind, but the conversation with you is really, really important. I think the question revolves around, this project isn't going to happen tomorrow. There's still research and innovation going on. Over the course of you breaking ground, let's say getting approval, raising funds, breaking ground, how cognizant or important is advances in technology, even through that construction process, and how might you implement that throughout, the launch of the transpod?
Yes, it's definitely a good question. Like, the whole process is a very, it's important to iterate and do all the checks at every step of the way. So right now, with our high-speed tests that we basically have experimental tests on the subsystems at over 1,000 kilometers per hour, where we basically have kind of scaled down tests, and we kind of scale that up one step at a time, every step of the way, integrating more. And it's really you can compare it actually to the development of the space shuttle, for example, and that was done by many different partners and different companies, where the basically, it's you're not testing the entire thing at once in the first step. Everything is built to spec to as part of the whole, and so it's kind of passed down what each of these companies need to build. So the solid rocket boosters are built separately from the main engines and so on, and so that's similar here. And so that's why it's such a global project, but then everything is tested one step at a time and then integrated more and more. And so it's going to be exciting with as we build up to the bigger and bigger tests. So definitely looking forward to keeping everyone in Alberta updated. And my sort of vision for the whole thing is, Canada has a good history of major projects, major innovations. When you look at the Canadarm, the Avro-Aero, the CANDU nuclear reactors that are used around the world. And so things that have a major impact, Canada has a strong history of those things. And so my vision for this is for TransPod to be really the next opportunity for Canada to have a major global impact. So it's an exciting time.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Your time is really, really important to us. We really appreciate your comments. I think the last comment I might make is I've heard that the first part of the test track might be from Calgary, coming out of Calgary. Maybe we should chat a little bit about having that first test portion track out of Edmonton. So we'll chat later on that.
definitely there's some back and forth on that. And we have some pretty detailed computer analysis. So we'll see which location wins out.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. That's fantastic. TransPod is going to revolutionize, I think, transportation in the province as well as worldwide. I'm glad that we're on the board for that. Now we're moving into our virtual lunch. We have some mentors.